Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 30th of May 1971. The title is The Father's Order and Promise. The Father's Order and Promise. Bap Dada gives an order and also makes a promise, in which elevated versions are both an order and a promise included. Can you remember such elevated versions in which both an order and a promise are included? There are many such elevated versions. There is a long list of them. However, these elevated versions have a temptation. If you take one step forward, Bap Dada will take the 1,000 steps forward, not just 10 steps. Such versions have the order that you should take one step forward, and they also have the promise that Bap Dada will take the 1,000 steps forward. You should constantly keep in your consciousness such elevated versions, which bring zeal and enthusiasm. By obeying the order, you can easily make yourself move forward. Because when Baba fulfills his promise, that promise then takes the form of help. First is your own courage, and secondly, you receive help. When you have both, everything becomes easy. This is why you should constantly keep such elevated versions in your consciousness. This consciousness brings you power. For instance, when those who were Rajputs, that is, the caste of the warrior kings, when they went onto a battlefield, no matter how weak they were reminded of their clan. Rajputs are like this, they used to be like this, this is what they used to do, and you belong to such a clan. When they were reminded of this, they became powerful. Simply by listening to the praise of their clan, they themselves became so great. In the same way, you belong to the Sun Dynasty. What were those who ruled the Sun Dynasty kingdom? How did they rule the kingdom? On the basis of which power did they rule their kingdom? This awareness, and at the same time the awareness of the godly clan of the Confluence Age, if you have the awareness of both of these in your intellect, then you receive power. It then becomes easy with this power to oppose Maya, simply on the basis of the awareness. So, what is the method to attain success in every task? First of all, take power into yourself through the awareness, and then carry out your task. Then, no matter how weak you may be, you will become powerful for that time on the basis of the awareness. Even though someone may not consider himself to be worthy of that task at that time, through the awareness he will see himself as worthy of it and will have zeal and enthusiasm for the future. So, before carrying out any task, first of all, have the consciousness of this and also that of the future. And by having the consciousness of both these, you will not remain weak. If there isn't any weakness, you are not unsuccessful. The reason for being unsuccessful is weakness. When you collect power by having the awareness, then the lack of power, that is, the weaknesses, will finish. You cannot then be unsuccessful. Therefore, In order to be constantly an image of success, make your consciousness powerful and you yourself will then become the embodiment. As is your consciousness, so you will experience your form. If you have the consciousness of being a Shakti, you are able to face anything as an embodiment of Shakti, that is, power. If you have the consciousness of being an effort maker and that you will try and see, you will become weak. Therefore, by having the consciousness of being a Shakti, you become the embodiment of Shakti. So, this is the method of success. Then you will not be able to say, why am I not able to do something though I wish to do it? Together with the wish for something, you also need power. And you receive power by having the awareness. If your awareness is weak, then your thoughts do not take on a practical form, and whatever actions you perform are not successful either. Is it easy or difficult to maintain your consciousness? Whatever is done easily can be done constantly. Even if you do have constant awareness, it can also be ordinary awareness. However, it should be powerful awareness. A judge has the consciousness of being a judge throughout the day. However, at the time when he is sitting on his chair, his awareness of being a judge is more powerful than the awareness throughout the rest of the day. So, by remaining engaged in your duty, that is, in your task, you are able to have a powerful consciousness. Otherwise, if you have an ordinary consciousness, you also remain in an ordinary consciousness. However, for how long are you able to have the powerful consciousness through which you become the embodiment and through which you receive success? Are you practicing this? Constantly consider yourselves to be on godly service. You may be doing physical work, but even then, consider yourselves to be on godly service. Even though you may be preparing food, which is a physical task, to fill that with godly sanskars and to make the food powerful is godly service. It is said, as is the food, so is the mind. So, only if you have a divine form at the time of preparing food, will the food give that effect to the mind. Even though you may be doing the physical work of preparing food, you are still on godly service. You even write, on godly service only. So what is the meaning of that? We are constantly the godly children just for this task. Although that is a physical task, I am still constantly on godly service. As long as I have this godly birth, every second, every thought, and every task are for godly service. Those people sit on their chair for a short time and do their own service, but it is not the same for you. No matter where you may be, you must have the consciousness of being on service. Then, any weakness cannot come to you. When you leave the seat of your service, you are not able to set your stage. You should not leave your seat. You have intoxication when you sit on your chair. If you are constantly sitting on the chair of your position, would you not have the intoxication? So why do you leave your chair and your position? Do you get tired? It is just as you have shown in the picture of a king. First, he has two crowns, and then Ravan is taking away one crown from behind him. Does this happen now? Does Maya come from behind and take you away from your position? Maya will now come to give you regard and to take leave. She should not come in any other form now. Now, she will come just to take leave. Just as you show in the drama the Iron Age taking leave and going away, so Maya comes, not in order to battle with you, but to take leave from all of you in a practical way. All of you have now come away from battling with Maya, have you not? If you battle with Maya even now, when do you experience the supersensuous happiness? You have to experience that now. You experience the fortune of the kingdom in the future, but you have to experience supersensuous happiness now. You are not able to have this experience when you battle with Maya. Having become Baba's children, if you do not experience supersensuous happiness at the present time, what have you been doing? A child means one who has a right to the inheritance. So, always check whether you constantly attain the elevated inheritance of supersensuous happiness of the Confluence Age. If you only attain it for a short time, what is the difference? You have become Baba's children in order to have attainment for all time. So, why is there only the experience of a temporary period? You should have an unbroken, unshakable experience of this. Only then will you be able to claim the unshakable, immovable kingdom. So, is it an unbroken experience or does it get broken now and again? Which would look nicer? Something that has been broken and then put together, or something that is not broken at all? That which is unbroken is better. So, this supersensuous happiness should also be unbroken and unshakable. Only then should you consider yourselves to have a right to the inheritance of Baba. If it is not unbroken and unshakable, what should you consider it? Not that you have claimed the right for just a little inheritance, but that you have attained it as a little donation or in charity, and that you only attain it sometimes. An inheritance is always your own attainment, whereas the attainment given as a donation or in charity is temporary. You are heirs, and so the sign of an heir is that he has the right to the inheritance of supersensuous happiness. A father wills everything to his heir. He will make those who are not heirs happy by just giving them a little. Baba is willing everything. What is the sign of those who have a full right to Baba's will? They have will power. Their every thought is filled with will power. If you have will power, you can never be unsuccessful. if you haven't claimed the right to the full will, you do not have complete willpower. You need to have a very broad, unlimited intellect in order to make Baba's property and prosperity your own property. How will you make Baba's property and prosperity your own? The more you make it your own, you will accordingly have intoxication and happiness. So, what is the method of making Baba's property your own property? Or, do you wish Baba's property to remain Baba's? Some of the children gave their own ideas. Baba continued, "The Lord was pleased with those who had an honest heart, and this is why He gave them His property." He gave His property. Now, there is just the question of making it your own. You can only do service or give donations when you have made the property your own. To the extent that you have the property, you will accordingly be able to donate to others or be able to serve others with intoxication. But first, the question is how to make it your own. Once it becomes yours, it then increases when you give to others. This is the final outcome. But how will you first make it your own? By churning the treasures you receive, you merge them within yourself. There will be willpower in the words of those who churn. Why is there the experience of power when some people speak? Everyone listens together. Everyone receives the same property at the same time. So what happens to those who churn and make the property given to them their own? There is the saying, grind your own ingredients and you will experience intoxication. At the present time, you simply have the practice of repeating. You lack the practice of churning. To the extent that you churn, that is, the more you make the property your own, the more intoxication you will have. When you relate the knowledge to anyone with intoxication, they will also experience intoxication. Otherwise, they do not have that intoxication, but they just become devotees and sing praise. They do not become intoxicated. So, you must imbibe the practice of churning. Then you will constantly be seen as those who are intoxicated with love. And then anything or any problem of this world will not attract you, because you will be lost in the intoxication of your own mind. The day that you are lost in churning, Maya will not oppose you, because you remain busy. If someone is busy and another person comes, he goes away. Just as though people go underground, when you churn, that is, when you go inwards, you also go underground. When they go underground, they are not affected by the bombs outside. In the same way, by being busy in churning, by being introverted, you will not be disturbed by the things outside. You will stay away from body consciousness. Just as when someone is absent from his seat and others go away from there, so when you leave your seat of body consciousness by being busy in churning, that is, by your being introverted, Maya goes away. Because you are introverted, that is, you are underground. Nowadays, people do many things underground for their own safety. So, this introversion is also an instrument for your safety. That is, you remain underground from body consciousness. You like being underground. Those who do not have this practice remain there for a short time and then become extroverted again. Because they have the sanskars of being extroverted for many births, they are not able to remain introverted for long. However, you constantly have to remain introverted. Acha Om Shanti.